Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. Tuesday Live, the name of the show. My name is Ray. We are together up to the hour 8. I trust the Father is doing you well, man. We are talking about causes of spiritual instabilities or instabilities in general that we see even amongst ourselves. What are some of the signs that are there? Give us a shout. Let's hear what you say on this. All right. Let me bring this to you, Mayahi. I am looking at Hosea chapter 6, verse 4. And many people know this one. O Ephraim, what shall I do to you? O Judah, what shall I do to you? For your faithfulness is like a morning cloud. And like the early dew, it goes away. Have you seen us in these ritualistic days of worship, the Easters and the what, they come in many ways. And hey, if you could see us flocking to churches, man, you would say, wow, this country is going to heaven. Kukhulumile omunye umkhulu eAtrizville athi bayongena ezulwini nge-marathon, bayongena abagijima. It looks like that, but you know, it says then their love just evaporates like morning dew, a big sign of instability. They take resolutions. I will serve the Lord. Oh, I love the Father. Oh, I love Jesus. And then after 2 weeks, it's, I'm also human. I'm a work in progress. Mayahi.
Hey, on Kubusa, the message that is written to the seven churches, you know?
Yeah.
Because we get to the point where the love that we have, the zeal that we used to have when we started, right? We were so excited. We never wanted to miss, you know, maybe even going to church or even to pray and all that. But we're human, like you say. So a natural man is prone to doing what is wrong than what is right. So we must therefore be sensitive to the possibility of being tempted and to ensure that we are spiritually alert to resist the temptation. Right? So then that is where we need to be watchful. That is where we need to be prayerful. Because then we cannot resist temptation by our strength. But through prayer, we are able then to receive strength that carries us out to victory. That is what is important. But continually,
yes,
you know. So now, when now this love evaporates, we probably came with our own expectations, because maybe it was said, no, when you start calling the true name, then things start to happen. And then when are you probably looking more at tangible material? Or, okay, it means now there's this 4x4 in the Bay. So, which means now, and then things don't work out that way, because that is not how things are. Now, Uamoya. You know, it's those kind of things that we tend to get challenged to say, how do we seek him? When we say we love him, how much do we love him? Do we love him with our all, or is it a conditional love to him? So it becomes important that we have to live in obedience to the word of Abba. And we need to be committed to his service. So our daily activities are regulated by the spirit of Abaya, right? So this will make us, or make our spiritual state to be more stable, you know? Therefore, and now by so doing, it means we become consistent in our spiritual life. We are able now, even when the winds and the storms of life start to come, but we know why we're here. We understand why we're here. We stay in prayer. Singabantu singabazalwane abaqinileyo who ababasatekatekeni.
Yeah.
You know, so now it's kind of like, hey, when the situation is repala, and then riako muso walifis ronyaka tuso koteyo. It is so much important. Sorry, that we need to read the scriptures, and also in this we need to also examine ourselves.
Yeah.
Because we are in this faith, we ought to understand, Kure. When we say he greater is he that is in us, what is it that we mean?
Yeah.
Right? So we should yearn for his will. We must be like him, as I said, representatives. By so doing, it helps us, Kure, now. Our spiritual life there's no instability or inconsistency or indecision and therefore the other person can look at me and learn and see or even ask, and through my experience I can be able to share and to say this is how I was able to survive this.
Yeah. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say.
657 AM. Streams of blessings.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
From our hearts to yours, Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, your daily companion, 657 AM Radio Pulpit it is. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man, we are talking about the very causes of instability, spiritual instability. Do you see it in your community? Do you see it also in your church, in your own life, in your family? Do you see it in your society, at work? You used to pray. You no longer are. You know, at school, you used to pray. You no longer. You used to share. What's your Facebook full of these days? Is it full of the sharing of the word, or has it become somewhat diluted? You are now going into the latest fashion trends and all those kinds of things. Hey, man, just checking. Signs of spiritual instabilities even today. Now, I am looking at Hosea 10, verses 2. It says, their heart is divided. Now they are held guilty. He will break down their altars. He will ruin their sacred pillars because their heart is divided. Spiritual instability is visible in our hearts being divided. You know, it's no longer, you know, speaking to the Father. We are speaking also to other things. It's a sign of instability. If you go into the townships, you would see kutabantu abathwasa ebangakanani. Yo! Once umuntu aphathwa ikhanda sekayathwasa. Many people. What comes to mind, Professor?
Yeah. It is a challenge because even children these days by atwas, 9 years, 10 years, you find young Zangomas because they feel they have a call. Abomkhulu and abogogo have called them. And the unfortunate thing is that even the parents are endorsing this, and you will find them making announcements. So-and-so, we are twice our nobis, you know? It's very, very bad because we lack understanding. We leave the correct teaching of the Most High. We want the teachings that are ungodly. And hence the verse that you just said, that their heart is faithless. Meaning we have lost faith onto the one we need to have faith with. So in other words, when we call on the name of the Lord, and we call on the name of the Lord in doubt and not receiving anything, immediately we don't even wait to inquire and read the word of the Most High. We immediately go and say, "Ayukhona ozangiphendula." And then you go to your Zangoma. So this is the cost of all of this. You are just reminding me of James 1 verse 6, which says, when we ask with a doubt. And hence, when we ask doubting, not having faith, we are not going to receive anything because we are like the one who is tossed back and forth. So if we are like that, we don't have to expect anything from the Most High because we've already given the door for the second choice. We go to him doubting. We go to him telling him that we know that you're not going to answer this, this, and that. At the end of the day, we behave as though we are surprised that you're not getting the answers, whereas in the initial state, we did not trust God. So lack of faith, lack of trust in the Most High is also causing these things, these instabilities. It opens the door for the enemy to start whispering his messages to us, to start giving us options, to start telling us you can find a way, you can find a solution from this source and in that source. And if we behave like those people, we are like people who are neither cold nor hot, says the book of Revelation. We don't know who we are. And if we could be cold, at least we would be known that we are not in the Lord. If we would be hot, then we would know that we are holding on to the Most High. But we now behave as people whom God says, I would vomit you because you are neither cold nor hot. At the end of the day, we deceive many. By so doing, we are insulting the gospel of the Most High. We are telling God that he cannot do it. I want to read the book of Galatians. The book of Galatians chapter 5, there it speaks about the fruit of the Spirit. I know that you know this book very well, but I want to extract something from it, that some of the sins that we commit and some of the sins that we find ourselves at make us unstable. Because we know that we are in that sin, we therefore don't want to come back to God. We believe we need to continue with that sin. Let me take one particular one, the sin of adultery, fornication, uncleanness, idolatry. And because we get buried into these sins, we think there is no way out for us to go back to the Most High. We think that we are now not going to be taken back to God because people have seen us doing one, two, or three, which is not ungodly. And these past sins are making us indifferent even to the new word of forgiveness, whereas God says you must come back to him. And we don't regard the forgiveness of God as the way that is taking us back to him, and we want to die in sin. So one of the causes of spiritual instability are the sins that we once found ourselves in, and we are unable to come out of them. We don't want to leave. We don't want to detach from these sins. At the end of the day, we become buried in these lifestyles and we leave the ways of the Most High. We end up being known and given the identity, which I love as Yabazivere. This is how they live. At the end of the day, we are abazalwane abahamba nezinto. We are abazalwane who are committing what I'll call adultery and prostitution in the house of God, because now we are serving two masters. Whilst we say we are in God, Matthew 6:24 says, no one can serve two masters. It's either you hate one or you love another. You are devoted to one and or not to the other. So if we will find ourselves serving more of our weaknesses, finding drawn more to our weaknesses than to God, we are already people who are deceivers. We are not living the word of God. We are already unstable. We are not grounded in the word because we are now serving two masters. We serve our flesh and we serve the word of the Most High by what we are saying in our mouth. But that is not seen by our actions. It's like we are giving God a lip service without the actions that follow what we are saying, because we are serving two masters. We continue in our sins of idolatry, we continue in our sins of fornication and adultery, whereas we say we are the children of the Most High. So when people say to get out or detach from what they started doing, they find themselves in a new platform, which is not the platform of God. They are unstable in their actions. They are unstable in their life. They are double-minded, and they are serving two masters. If they serve two masters, there is no one. And particularly, they will not serve God. They will not please God, because God is pleased by faith in Him only, not in other gods.
Wow, we are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We are looking into the very notion and issue of spiritual instabilities, what they are and what they are all about these days.
Mamela inkubo iHeart to Heart no Ayanda Nelemba rhoqo ngolwesithathu ukusukela ku 12 to 3 p.m. sishukuxa ezempilo ezokuhlala nezoluntu sithi chatha nomculo othomalalisa inhliziyo. Vuseleleka ku Heart to Heart Kongo lwesithathu ngo 12 to 3 emalanga. Mamela ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM okanye ufumane ipodcast ku radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
All right, we are taking your calls. You can give us a shout, 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729, or drop us a voice note. Sawona putwami.
Hey, sawona, my brother.
Kunjani kodwa ngaphe so wethu?
Yabanda banda.
Yeah, isikhatsa khona.
Yeah. Ebelengibuzise futhi ku-Prof Sondezi nakubrother Baruki.
Awuzeke, awuzeke.
I-topic spiritual stability is, my brother. Today, brother Ray, we are living in a natural world of, there's a war, brother Ray. Reason is we want to meet our spiritual needs apart from God.
Yeah.
Because we don't recognize the Messiah. But Jesus Christ came to this world to stop the works of darkness, brother. To stop the works of the devil. Spiritual instability is the name we must want to know about today, brother.
Yeah.
E.g., occultic practices and occults. Because the God of this world, Satan, we offer his knowledge to penetrate and to attack the Ibadah. Gamma instabilities. Iningi labantu today bangene for their self-interest and self-promotions labaholi. Basebenzisa umoyo operator in the demonic realm, brother. Because today in Jehovah's Witness on cousins into each and every street kukhona into things are involved, brother.
Yeah.
Maningi amashibini kunamasonto today. Endleleni uhlangana nabantu bephuza utshwala abancane nabakhulu ngamabhodlela eyitradini.
Hey, madada.
Loko is with there's a nababuza bathi hayi yaye. This is the way to live. Why be sober? Ngoba bonke abantu they have willful
surrendered to make demonic influences.
Yes, my dad.
Many are using their bodies as instruments of unrighteousness, brother. Even believers have succumbed to temptation and deception, brother. Niyabonga kakhulu, my brother. UNkulunkulu asibusise sonke abenathi. Ngavula amehlo.
Haleluya.
Asuse le lifo elikulabantu nathi ngokwethu ngubrother Ray.
Ngempela.
Ngiyabonga my brother, to God be the glory.
All the time, may the Father be glorified, sir. Thank you so much. Blessings to you, my friend.
Thank you, my brothers. Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Haleluya.
Thank you. God bless you too.
Haleluya. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. Yes, indeed. We see quite a lot of things taking place and causing quite a lot of spiritual instabilities. And what do we do about that? You know, what do we do about that? Sometimes it looks like we just, you know, let it pass by, let it go. And we say, ay, arle hadimile mo morena o tla di kotula. And that is where we are getting it wrong, you know. Yeah, that's where we are getting it wrong. We are supposed to expose all the works of evil, expose them, and have nothing to do with them. We are taking your calls, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Okay, these WhatsApps, man. Someone says, Khuinandek vil krach bet fara ver hot. May sal help. May man Anthony fluk baya lele gear. We pray that there should be peace in the family in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. We pray for peace. And then Rosaline, is it Maureen? Maureen says, I'm going for an interview tomorrow. We pray that all should go well, Maureen, in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And we need to hear from you as to what you make of this, the very, very issue of spiritual instabilities.
Come and ask your questions, share your concerns, experiencing life on 657 AM.
Babongani.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, Professor Mbedzi, and Pastor Kabamba, and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. The topic for today, causes of spiritual instability. Okugudlula ke abantu emoyeni yilokhu, facing challenges in life, stressors and trials, fixation of past sins, neglecting your spirituality, religious doubt, excessive self-examination, spiritual dryness, spiritual depression is a loss of spiritual vitality and joy. Forgetting God or struggling to find time for spiritual study, losing touch with our faith, focusing more on past mistakes than changes we might make to do better in the future, a general sense of unhappiness. Psalms chapter 42 verse 5 reads as follows, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance.
Mm.
Signs of causes of spiritual instability are withdrawing from church. Umuntu sehlala phansi ke ethiyeni uyokhonza ke ku TV ke akhonze ke nasemsakazweni ezibe ke nabanye abazalwane alahlekelwe ke ukuthi ke participate ke kuma activities asenkonzweni, feeling as if Bible study has lost its meaning, failing to find comfort in prayer, and negative thinking about God or religion. Umuntu nje ke aqale nje ukungamethembi ke uNkulunkulu, eseyangabaza ke umuntu kube ke nama discouragement, misplaced affections. Do not love the world or the things in the world.
Mm.
If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Mm.
And the abundance. Sifunde ke encwadini ke ka Timotheo oqala ke isahluko 6 verse 10. It is for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Hey, uthando lwemali.
Hey.
So lugudluleke abantu ke abaningi ke okholweni. And futhi ke impakamo pride sufficiency yona ke futhi ke ewisa ke abantwana bakaNkulunkulu okholweni. Angibonge ke uNkulunkulu ke anibusiseke egameni lika Jesu Christu. Amen.
Amen. Siyabonga iNkosi ikubusise ngendlela eyisimanga. We are taking your calls. Give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. Thank you very much. I'm hanging out with Barukia in Cape Town and also Professor Buyi Sondezi here in Johannesburg. We are talking about signs, causes, manifestations of spiritual instabilities.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Ma'am Maureen.
Good evening, Brother Ray.
Good evening, ma'am.
And to all the people that you are with at studio, and to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit, I can hear that you are speaking about spiritual instability. Well, you know, Brother Ray, my brother.
Yes, ma'am.
When you are unstable spiritually, you will find yourself preaching, saying, doing things that ezijabulisa wena, ezingajabulisi bani, uNkulunkulu. Here is the word I am bringing. I can hear you are speaking about instability. To us, the children of God, in the churches, in our communities, I would like to bring the book of 2 Timothy, the book, the second letter of Timothy written by Paul, chapter 4. It reads as follows. Chapter 1. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. As children of the Most High, if we are unstable, we will never preach the word. We will never exhort. We will never rebuke. We will never do what the Most High want us to do. Verse 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because of they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. You know, people want to hear what they want to hear. They want to listen what they want to. They want to choose for themselves who is preaching for me, who is teaching me. That shows we are in spiritual, we are spiritually unstable. So when you are spiritually stable, you'll never want to hear what you want to say. You'll never want to hear logo enofuna kuguzwa. Uzofuna the thing okufuna okufunayo yiloko uNkulunkulu akumele akubeke akufake enhlizweni yakho. So verse 4, it and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. People want to hear stories. People want to hear testimonies. Fake testimonies. Abafuna ukuzwa ini izwi likaNkulunkulu. That shows ukuthi we are that person, that particular person is spiritually unstable. Verse 5, but you be watchful in all things. Endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. So Tina, as the teachers of the word, as pastors, sifanele ukuthi sibe watchful, sibheke kakhulu ukuthi ngempela lokhu esikukhulumayo, lokhu esikwenzayo, it is what God wants us to do. Because of if Tina sizofuna ukuthi sipreache kuzwakale ukuthi siyenze lokhu abantu abakufunayo, that will show ukuthi we are spiritually unstable. We do not have to preach what people want us to preach. We do not have to say what people want us to say. We have to be frank, sibe truthful kuNkulunkulu, kubonakalisa ukuthi ngempela thina we are spiritually stable. So if there is spiritual instability in us, sizokhuluma lokhu, we will preach what people want to hear. So and lokhu kuzosenzani? Kuzosihlukanisa noNkulunkulu. Brother Ray, this evening here is the word that I am bringing spiritual instability. Ukuthi ngempela, let us preach the word in season and out of season. Kuvuma kungavumi, silikhulume iqiniso likaNkulunkulu njengoba linjalo, so that to show ukuthi we are spiritually thina stable. Ngani ngezwi lakhe. Thank you very much. Good evening to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. And good evening to you, my brother. Let us be spiritual. Masilimele iqiniso. Asinga preach lo ubu abantu abafuna ukuguzwa. Let us preach the word of God to show ukuthi ngempela we are spiritually stable. Thina instability ayikho kithi. Asinga preach lo abantu abafuna ukuguzwa. Let us not tell them ngama blessing ukuthi when you do this you shall get this, when you do this you shall get that. No, we should not do that. Let's preach the word of God. And uNkulunkulu yena owaziyo ngaphakathi kwenhliziyo zethu ukuthi what is it that we need ngesikhathi lesi ngalendlela yafuna ukuthi sithole ngazo izinto yena uzosipha. So we should preach the word in season and out of season. That will show ukuthi thina we are spiritually stable. Thank you very much. Good evening.
Good evening to you. Thank you so much, ma'am. I really appreciate you so much. I really appreciate you.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
All right, let's hear Wayne. Welcome.
I greet you all in the wonderful name of Yahushua Mashiach. In James, the word says, if you listen to the word of Yah, you must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourself. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it is like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law of liberty, if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then Yah will bless you for doing it. Now, in James, we see that many people listen to the word. They hear the word, but they do not do the word. That is, they are confusing those who want to join in, those who want to follow our the Messiah. Now, in we have those generations. We also have those people who preach, but they do not practice what they preach. So we need to really ask the Father to help us in this regard. We need to be stable in everything that we do. And thank you so much. And I'm really encouraged by today's teaching. And may the Father Yah bless you. Bless you all. Shalom. Shalom.
Tuda, and may the blessings of Yah be upon you, my brother Wayne. Blessings to you abundantly so.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, the time has just gone 17 minutes before the hour. We're still taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let us hear what you say on this, the matter. And, of course, as to what is meant by the very aspect of spiritual instabilities on our part and things to look into, you know. We can't keep our eyes shut when the writing is on the wall all the times. You know, when things are hidden in plain sight. That is what we see these days. Let me bring this to you, my Achi, let me bring this to you. Now, much of the times, the very notion of believers is to look like believers. But when it comes to drawing near to him, people are near their things, man. Even in preachings, people are near their things. Yet James chapter 4 verse 8 says, draw near to Yahuwah, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. The very aspect of instability is an indication of double-mindedness, impurities in our hearts, and sinfulness. And we need to look at that. The writing is on the wall. We need to look at that and deal with that. Marie.
What we need to understand is that the book of Yohanan, John 17, speak of the oneness, right? Yahawashai says, me in you, you in me, and us in them.
Mm.
So it becomes now what is known as Yahad. So all three are together. So it means then that nothing or anything else cannot be seen or to be found in me that is not of him.
Mm.
So by drawing near, to end up like it's one only next. My one, because yeah. I'm now near him. Because in Jalazam, they are straight, they are no longer crooked.
Mm.
So it means when you look at the scripture, Isaiah chapter number 40, Genesis chapter number 1, there is a disorderliness. Every crooked way shall be made straight. Every mountain shall be laid low. Every valley shall be lifted up.
Mm.
So also, there is the facility of the God. It's formless and there's darkness and all that. But now, in him now appearing or coming, there starts to be light.
Mm.
Right? So the disorderliness now starts to vanish. Like when we are in darkness, really, the minute Otaya makes own lighter, darkness starts to run away. So that is now having him in us. So we need to surround ourselves in studying the word. It is important.
Mm-hmm.
Now, churches are full today. You know why they are full? Can I prophesy? Prophesy! That is what we go to church for.
Can I go deeper?
Yes.
Mm.
So it's now no longer anything to do with the word. Now, we ought to, I was asking this question this morning. We have the Messiah, HaMashiach, Yahawashai, who is sent on an assignment, right, to walk this walk, to die for us and everything. Imagine if he became disobedient. Imagine if he was spiritually unstable. What would have happened to you and me? So even when he is weak, he knows that he has to go and you know, the Gethsemane story, he goes to the mountain, he prays because he feels like, ish, you know what, I got a temptation, but should I negotiate this and come out of this situation? But he remembers his duty, his purpose, why he is here. So many of us, we came and then later on, steam, you know, paraffin steam. So when we look at, and I'll just look at also maybe scriptures that would say, maybe we speak of Professor spoke of the book of Galatians.
Mm.
So now we're Galatians 5. So we need to know that we have the Ruach HaKodesh, which is the Holy Spirit, who guides us, who leads us, who teaches us, who counsels us, and who comforts us in all situations. So we must therefore be sensitive to him, and he helps us to live in this obedience, right? And he leads us at all times. So the book of Corinthians 1:15, 33, 34 says, do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Come back to your senses as you ought and stop sinning. That is now what the word speaks to us about. So now, when we return, when we come to our senses, when we say, hey, you know what, the break that I took or sabbatical leave, whatever we may call it, it needs to come to an end.
Yeah.
No matter how tired we are, right? But let's just even read the shortest psalm, enter into Palal, you know?
Yes.
It's important. I was reading the book of Adam and Eve, Adam and Hua, which says Satan wanted so much that they need to bow, they have to bow to him, and that they entered into a cave after they were chased away from the garden. And now he brings so much light, or he wanted to enter the cave, but he couldn't enter the cave because they were praying. So the power of prayer was able to stop him from entering the cage. So if we can know such dynamics, the importance of this work, what it is about, surely we can be able to overcome, to say, you know what, I may be weak, but maybe I have a partner who can maybe encourage me. Or how do I encourage myself? How do I empower myself? Maybe the television channels that I watch are not things that should more remove me, but maybe something that can actually bring in more, you know, vigor in me, so that mulokin alone Oscar Dima. So we really need Abba in this work.
Absolutely. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. Otherwise, send us a WhatsApp, 082657-2729.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
Thank you so much. Wayne says, greetings, Ephesians 4:14. We should not be children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Yeah, I agree. We should take that resolve. I agree. Absolutely. We come to the end of the show, and of course, Professor, let me bring this to you and find as to what you say now. I am going to read exactly like Ephesians 4:14. Hebrews 13, verse 9, do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines. For it is good that the heart be established by grace, not by foods which have not profited those who have been occupied with them. Strange doctrines, and these strange doctrines have permeated. Some of these doctrines are associated with the Bible somehow. People have written books, and others have translated Bibles. You know, Bibles called Thou Art Loosed, and all those kinds of things. And these have led to instabilities. We should be careful, therefore. Professor? Finally.
It is true, brother. Thank you so much for this opportunity again. There wouldn't be any deception if there is no true thing. So we have these that are imitations of the real thing because there is a real word of the Most High. So people are being tossed back and forth from the real truth, from the real message. And this happens because we are not attached unto the vine. I'm drawn to this verse that says, it is because of the detachment that we are experiencing that we continue to be unstable. It's in John 15, verse 4 and 5. It says, abide in me and I in you.
Yeah.
As a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, He it is that bears much fruit.
Yeah.
For apart from me, you can do nothing.
Yes.
So in other words, we get tossed because we are not abiding. We get deceived because we are not abiding. We even hear these strange doctrines that you are talking about because we are not attached to the real gospel, not attached to the real Messiah. If we can learn to stick by God, irrespective of what happens in our lives, we are not going to find ourselves unstable. We'll always be grounded and stable in Him. The Bible tells us, without us attached unto the vine, we cannot bear fruit. There is no branch that will bring any fruit out if it's detached from the vine. So it means the fruit that we will bear if we are not in Him is a fruit that is of the devil, is a fruit that is evil, because we are listening to the evil doctrines, the strange doctrines of the demons, and hence God wants us to continue to stand in Him. And one other thing that makes us to be unstable is that we walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Mm. We stand with those people. We sit with them. Psalm 1 verse 23 speaks about this. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked. So we need to check, who is this person we walk in his counsel? Who is this person we listen to? Who are these people we sit with? Who are these people we are allowing to speak into our lives? If we are going to check, if you are not going to check these kind of people, we remain unstable, we remain ungrounded. But God wants us to always be in Him by not listening to false doctrines, to strange doctrines, to listen to things that will take us away from Him, and we end up being unstable in the Lord. We end up being diluted, not having a stand in the word of the Most High. We speak things that are not from God, because these people speak to us and we deposit these things in our hearts and we speak them out. As a man is in his heart, so is he. So when we think these things out, we speak them out, and we no longer speak like the children of the Most High. We speak like the world, because we are attached to the world. We allow the world to influence us. One last thing that I want to say that continues to cause instability is the fact that we spend more time doing things that are not of God. We are not redeeming time. We are not spending time in the Word. Ephesians 5 says that, Ephesians 5, 15 and 16, rather. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. We don't care how we waste our time or how we spend our time. Mm. And when we spend our time in wrong things, some of these things, they take us away from Him. We become unstable. And when we are not in God, not praying, not reading the Word, not fellowshipping, not worshiping, we allowing other things to influence us. So we need to guard against things that steal our time of prayer, things that steal our time of the Word, things that steal the time of fellowship. If we can look or guard against those things, these are the causes of spiritual instability, particularly in these last days. There are many things that occupy us, and we even forget of our rootedness.
I hear you quite well. And Mayachi, let me give you this. We left with 2 minutes. And I am looking into the very aspect, you know, of James 1 verse 6, that we must ask in faith without doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of a sea driven and tossed by the wind. Instability is really causing us to lose direction. We must ask for direction in faith from the Father. And just before you say that, before you respond, let me read what Given Mukhetsi has written. Given says, "Greetings, servants of the Most High. This is the time for the evil one to test our stability. It is said that even the chosen ones, like in 1 Kings 13, the man of God deceived because of his instability." True. Mayachi, finally.
To the Mayachi. My last comment, what I wanted to say based on the scripture is that, you know, you've been walking on the road, and then suddenly, and then you start to attract the blackjacks.
Mm.
You know, it's like that. That is what we like discussing. And then, how to tata, and all that. So that is this spiritual instability. So in our walk, we ought to not doubt the word, believe in the Father, because his word never returns back void.
Mm.
So everything that we have read about from the beginning, we still see it today manifesting. So if we can see it manifesting, why do we now should doubt the promises that he has put for us? So it doesn't make sense for us to be doubting in that which is, you know, which he has promised us today. Having seen how much he has carried us, we come from the pits of darkness. He's carried us, you know. So there's no way where now today we can believe hore just like that, you know. So we need to constantly learn to really empower ourselves with the word, because it is the only way that can really help us to be able to be overcomers. So those who are led by the Spirit of Abaya are the children of Abaya as kids. So they are the children of Abaya. So that is what we need to know and to understand, that we, as 2 Corinthians says, as believers, we are the children of the light, you know. So the implication of that is that the world is of darkness and Abba is of light. So when we are of him, then it means wherever we enter, light should vacate, darkness should vacate. Ahi, thank you so very much.
Thank you, sir.
To you and to your family, also to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit, and also to Professor Buiso Ndezi and her family. May it be well with all of you. Tuda Rabah and Shalom.
Tuda Rabah. Thank you so much. Pass your regards, our regards also to your family, Mayahi. Doctor, Professor Buiso Ndezi, pass our regards and thank you so much to the family.
Thank you so much. Blessings to you too.
And of course, thank you so much for listening. Thank you very much. And next week we are talking about spiritual hearing, what it is all about. Do we still hear from the Father? Or we hear from our own doctrines? Do we still hear from the Father or our own doctrines? Thank you so much for listening. And may the Father bless you. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him in our lives. His name is Yahuwah Elohim, and we bless him that by his Holy Spirit he guides us into all truth. All I can say is Tuda Rabah.
Isinyathelo nesinyathelo sizohamba nawe indlela yonke. Sivakashele futhi uhlale ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.